Yo.
What's poppin'?
Same old, same old. Welcome to another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Goldenshot and Sharon.
The normal one.
Episode 81.
81.
Thanks for parroting me.
No problem.
So what's going on?
Nothing much. Let me tell y'all right now, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get my stresses out now.
Oh, shit. Spill the tea.
It's coming, okay? This was the longest, shortest week I have ever experienced. Yeah,
because of the Monday, right? The holiday?
Yes. I mean, it was just a pure week from hell at work.
Was that bad?
It was crazy.
Like, what do you think?
It was one day I had to sit. I literally sat in my office.
You just doing work paperwork?
No. And I looked out, because you know, I'm like,
oh, the
I'm
window,
in the
right?
open, and I just stared out the window, and I thought to myself, do I really need this shit?
You thought about jumping out the window?
I just didn't know what the fuck
what was going on.
It was just like, it was, our systems were down for 2 days straight. It was only two of us working.
What do y'all do when your systems are down? Like, how do you bank if the system's down?
Right. That's a great question.
Because everything's digital now.
Yeah.
It ain't like y'all got a big-ass vault in the back with people's money.
I mean, ideally, like, so, like, it's crazy. Like, I even had to, like, go in on this old man that wanted to cash his check that didn't bank with us, like, in the midst of our system, like, going down in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, give me a second. Let me figure this out. But it's hell when stuff like that happens in a bank.
Right.
Because, you know, of course, and I can't get mad at anybody that gets upset. It's like, this is where I have my money at.
Yeah.
I need to be able to access it. Or if people come in to open up new accounts, it's like, okay, we make them feel all good. And then, bam, here we are. Our systems are acting up.
But what people don't realize, like, when computers and technology works, it works good. But when it don't, you just gotta wait.
It was just downhill. Like I said, it was only two of us working. So
do y'all have like an in-house like IT person?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that they would have to deal with that?
Depending on what it is, if it's like a teller in like a personal banker system, our back office operations manager actually has to step in with the IT people as well.
Undo it. Oh, okay.
Because the IT people, they may need to like get remotely into something that they would only have access to, you know.
So
it's, and I was on the computer on Wednesday with them for 2 hours, and it was
with the IT people.
With IT people, my operations manager, and I was just like, what the fuck?
You know who did this?
Who did this?
It was the Russians.
Mm.
I'm blaming everything on the Russians.
They've been real active.
Yeah.
They've been real active lately.
I watch the news every morning, and I'd be like, you motherfuckers. But anyway, I'm sorry to hear that.
And then I've been in, I don't know if it's because of such a long work week, but then I've been in such a mental space. It could be just because of the work week, and then my school low, like, it's picking up because
everything is compiling.
It's like, but I'm good today.
You sure?
I'm good.
You work today? Yeah, you work today.
I work today. Today was busy as hell, too, but it was all right.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Does, because you know how the hurricane was supposed to hit us and everything, and it was been fucking beautiful as weather.
Great.
It didn't even fucking rain. We didn't get no rain. I thought we were
not
going to
get rain for a while.
Yeah, anyway.
Like, they have it on the forecast, but it's like low numbers.
Yeah.
So,
oh, a low chance,
know.
So it's probably not going to. But I was going to ask that. I was wondering, I feel like I'm bleeding. I was wondering if that affected, like,
The volume.
I'm like, I wonder if that, like, if people, because they do say that, like, in a case of, like, a power outage and stuff, they say, like, bring, like, cash, get some cash out and stuff, that, just in case you got to buy stuff. But if it gets that bad, I'm just robbing. I ain't buying shit.
Okay. All right.
I'm looting. I got two ski masks in my room.
Right.
I'm going to put one of them on.
Mm-hmm.
Put some sunglasses on over so you can't see retinal identification.
Right. Right.
And I'm just going to loot.
Okay.
I got a bow and arrow. I know how to start a fire with my bare hands, and I'm just going to eat squirrels if I have to. I'll just hunt them and eat them. Squirrels can survive anything.
Right. I don't know how I feel about the whole squirrel thing.
You don't like squirrels? I used to have a squirrel.
What?
Mm-hmm. When I was little.
Why?
I don't know. I think they got separated from, like, their mom. They were, like, babies. So they
and
like,
you just brought one in the house.
No, they just came up to us. Like, we was at my grandma's house, like, on, like, Thanksgiving 1 year, and they just, like, came up to us, and we was, like, feeding them stuff. And it was like, oh, we should just keep them. So we just kept them.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
But when they got bigger, we let them
go. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. In that case, it depends on the bank, honestly. You know, I'm a smaller bank. For us, it wasn't terrible. Like, my branch. I don't know about the other branches, but my branch, it wasn't terrible.
Gotcha.
And then in my area as well, people weren't as panicky.
Right, right, right.
You know, like the people that were coming in. So they weren't too, like, overly worried about it. So, no. It wasn't that crazy for us. And, like, even the businesses, they operated as normal, to be honest.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, the only thing that made it seem like we would have volumes because of the holiday. People were more let me do what I need to do now because so y'all going to be closed be on closed. Monday. Yeah, but it wasn't because of the hurricane.
Yeah, it was just because of whatever. Oh, okay.
But enough of my saga. How was your week?
It went bad. I only worked 3 days this week. Oh. Did I work 3 days? Yeah. I was off Monday for the holiday. Mm-hmm. Then I worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I was off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, wow.
It's my long weekend, so I only worked 3 days, so it was straight. And I didn't even realize it until, like, Wednesday. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm only working. I only got one more day to go.
Oh, damn. That do be feeling good.
So that wasn't bad.
Yeah, that.
What's your shirt say?
Chocolate and healthy. I've got it from this girl. She promotes it on her Instagram.
You make me sick. She from here?
Mm-hmm.
You're disgusting. Is it a onesie?
Yup.
Do you snap? You got to snap in the middle like an infant?
Those are the best type of bodysuits, though. And all the ladies that's listening to this would completely understand. Those bodysuits
that... So you use a bathroom easy?
Yeah. Those bodysuits that you got to take your whole... You got to get butt-ass and they get to go to the bathroom. These, put your pants down.
You can't just pull it to the side?
No. Who's going to hold... No.
I'm saying so you don't got to take the whole thing off.
I've never done that myself personally.
It's better than fucking getting butt ass naked in the fucking bathroom stall.
I don't know.
Pull that shit to the side. It'll probably stretch out a little bit, but it's just more air for the coochie down, and that's all.
Oh, okay.
Let that thing breathe a little bit.
I don't know about all that. But yeah, shout out to the girl. I think her Instagram is like Hi Roxy.
She didn't pay for that advertisement.
She didn't. This is no sponsorship, y'all. But I have it in black and white too.
Oh, okay.
It's a cute little thing, you know.
I'm gonna have to pick me one up.
Okay, cool. Oh man,
that's funny.
I feel like this week was kind of like a quiet week.
Yeah, it wasn't really shit going on. I don't really got nothing happening. On my notes. Nothing moved me really.
Me either. I seen some shit on Nicki Minaj, but you know I'm not like.
I thought that shit was hilarious. Jeez. I posted that on the Instagram page. Did you see that shit? I posted it on our Instagram page
because
she made like a whole tweet and was like, I got the screenshot.
Just abruptly decides.
She was like, I've decided to retire and have my family, period. She didn't say period, but that was punctuation mark. I know you guys are happy now. I hate motherfuckers. I hope you guys are happy now.
She's such a victim.
Exactly.
Like, disgusting.
She said, I know you guys are happy now. To my fans, keep repping me. Do it till the death of me. In the box, because ain't nobody checking me. Love you for life. I said life like that because it's in all caps. And then kissy emoji, heart emoji, and a unicorn emoji.
She's too much.
Yeah.
Like, why she couldn't just do it like Rihanna? Rihanna clearly has other plans for herself right now.
But she's not retiring.
I mean, she's not retiring from music, per se. But Nicki's not... I don't see her being completely gone from music either.
Yeah, I don't... Whenever, like... I feel like my face is bleeding.
Let me see.
I don't see nothing. It just feels wet.
It's not. Maybe it's like if you got a
condensation
hair bomb
or something. Yeah, probably. But what I was gonna say? What were we talking? Oh, retiring. Yeah, I don't. Whenever artists say that they retiring from you, I don't ever really because like you never really.
Jeezy retired a long time ago.
Who?
Jeezy.
Yeah,
he wasn't
that too.
Supposed to be coming out with music,
He said this is gonna be he retiring again.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they're in a weird position because they can't really ever retire per se because. You don't have a 401k if you're a rapper. You kind of just got to like just make as much money as you can and put it. Kind of like, well, athletes have 401ks and shit, I'm sure. But like for a rapper, it's like, you kind of just make as much money as you can
and then
just put it to the side.
Yeah, really.
So like if they stop rapping, they just end up doing something else. So it's not like you never really retire for real.
Just say you want to do something else for
now.
You know,
you just change field. That's all it really is.
It's just like Jay-Z. He takes years of a rapping break. I mean,
They can say that they retired from rapping, but they're not really retiring though.
No, she just does the most.
She's so fucking aggravating.
And then she like I seen it was something on the Shade Room where she was commenting to a one of her little fans. What do they call those? What are they?
Oh, the barbs.
The barbs. And she was like apologizing for how she did it, saying that it was abrupt. And she's sorry.
Oh, she was apologizing to her fans because of the sudden announcement?
Yeah, how she did it and all that. And it's like, girl.
Yeah, on our Instagram page, because somebody on Twitter had, had posted a video, mm-hmm. and it was like my eardrums after hearing that Nicki Minaj is, and then like it's a video, and like it's these two dudes like dancing or whatever. So I had posted it on our Instagram page, and I was like, the caption was like, "Nicki, baby, we don't care."
Right, like.
Okay. Like, that's cool. Like, but we don't really, at least I don't. I don't give a fuck.
Is that like, it's been a while? What, it's been like 2 years? A year since you came out with that last?
No, her last album? Was it last year? It had to be. If it wasn't this year, it was last year. Well, Queen? So?
Yeah. Was it last year? I feel like it was like almost 2 years ago.
No, it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago. It was probably 2018. We act like we don't got smartphones, so we can't look
like
this
we
up.
Can't just go really look. But I don't know. It's just, it was just too much. It was definitely too much.
Hold on, y'all. We looking up.
Yeah, we...
we forgetting that this is an audio medium. Nicki Minaj, Queen. Yeah, okay, 2018. I'm like, I know it wasn't two years old.
It just, maybe it was, August, was it at the beginning?
August 10th, summertime. Oh. So damn, there was a little over a year now, so like a year ago.
Child. She a trip.
I don't know. She weird.
She's a whole trip. I'm glad it was quiet, like, negative news-wise, outside of, like, the Bahamas. You know?
Oh, they got fucked up. You see some of them videos?
Yes.
Like, the dude, it was some dude, I think, I don't know who he was, but he was saying, like, oh, my house is X amount of feet above ground, and, like, that's my window that's, like, 20 feet above ground, and you can just see the water.
Yeah. And you see the sharks.
I didn't see that.
The ones that had, where you could see, like, swimming in the water.
Mm-mm.
Oh my god, it made me think about that movie Crawl.
Oh, did you see that?
I did.
That's the one with the alligator, right?
Yeah, it just made me think about that.
My coworker was telling me about it. She said she liked it.
My good goddamn.
It didn't look good to me. Was it good?
It actually was good. It was good. It was kind of intense. It honestly was. That's why.
Did you get scared?
It was like, I wouldn't say scared, but I got real anxious through the movie because oh my fucking god!
Loki, that's almost like better. Jesus Christ, that's like as far as like because I'm a big movie person, but I kind of like that better than like being scared. It feels like it builds up more of the tension. Like it makes it more exciting. I should say
I mean, of course, you just don't know what's gonna happen. There's so many times that they was gonna die, and it's just, and then you know, being from Florida, being based in Florida.
I didn't know if it was based in like Louisiana or something.
And it was just like,
was it a hurricane in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it was a hurricane.
Yeah,
everything about it was so real. And then right when you know we are in the middle of the hurricane season,
yeah.
And it's just like, god damn it. And then watching those videos, it just sucks.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Like I was looking at the airport. That shit is like, they're gonna have to build a whole new airport.
They're
like,
I
don't know what the fuck they're going to do, but I'm interested to see how long it's going to take them, because Puerto Rico, this part of Puerto Rico is still fucked up.
Yeah, Puerto Rico's still done, and I mean, I hope it doesn't take them forever, because it's such a, you know, that island that was really affected, it was like such a...
Yeah, that shit, like, it was just so on top of the island just spinning, like I've never seen that happen before with a hurricane.
Done. So, outside of that, I mean, I'm kind of glad nothing else crazy happened in the news.
Yeah.
We needed a break from violence.
Speaking of the hurricane, did you see how everybody been shitting on Trump about this damn hurricane map? Did you hear about this?
Yes.
This man's a fucking idiot.
He's a fucking idiot. I couldn't even.
And it's not even that, like, because I'm not saying that he drew the shit on himself.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe.
The fact that he's going along with
this
shit. Yeah,
like, bro, just saying, like, my bad. And then apparently, like, when you, on those type of reports, like, when you falsify, mm-hmm. when you report, like, inaccurate information and passing it off as facts, that's against the law. Like with like as when it comes to like national weather reports or something, I didn't know that.
Wow.
But yeah, it's technically, but which makes sense because like especially if you're the fucking president, like if it's me making up shit, who cares? Nobody's gonna hear about it. But if you're the president, like that could
like,
cause people to like
right.
you can actually make like people like get up and evacuate and like you know make people panic
it
and
was
shit.
Just listening to like I seen the video and just listening to him talk and sounding so confident in his little speech or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
all I had to say was my bad.
It's like, if we have to deal with this for another 4 years, Jesus Christ, help us, Lord. Help us all.
Yeah, and it's look. And if you win, I ain't going to be surprised.
That's the crazy part. That is so crazy that we really, you know, we don't have that shock factor.
And it's fucked up. Yeah, we're getting like desensitized to it.
Yeah, it's like so fucked up. It's so many people that truly support him.
Right.
It's a lot of people that truly support him.
Yeah.
And it's like, God damn it.
But anyway.
God damn it. But yeah, enough of that bullshit.
But yeah. So today, it's been a year today since Mac Miller passed. That shit was crazy.
It's crazy.
But now you were saying you saw.
Yeah, so I seen on the Shade Room, and I can pull up the article real quick, but I seen that the drug dealer that
they like charged him.
That sold him the drugs.
Yeah.
They're charging him.
Do you know the exact, like.
They what, don't.
Like what the exact title is or the article or like what.
So it's like called. How, so it's Mac Miller's alleged dealer charged in connection to his passing. And in that case, because I've seen it. I've seen, like, that's a new thing that they coming out with now. Mm-hmm. If somebody overdoses and they find the drug dealer connected into selling of the drugs, whatever, mm-hmm. that person gets charged with murder.
Hmm.
You don't get charged with being a drug dealer.
Yeah.
You're an actual criminal.
I wonder
now.
Why, though. Like, I get it to a certain extent, but I see, like, because I think what he's really getting in trouble for is because I think he sold, well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I think he sold Mac something that I think he was passing off what Mac wanted as something else. I think he was telling Mac it was
that,
but it was actually something else. I think that's
it could be something like that too.
That's what I think.
But like now, because they have I seen this documentary on. I don't know. I'm weird. I love watching documentaries.
Yeah,
and
I love
like stuff
too.
Like that. But like I see, like it's a legit thing now because there's so many overdoses happening in the world,
mm-hmm.
like due to different like opioids and stuff like that. That's the only way they feel like they can bring it to a halt or slow it down.
It's so crazy how they all up in arms and they want to fight the good fight for the opioid shit, but when black people's addicted to crack, they just sat there with their dick in their hand.
Right. Like, it's so crazy. Like, me and my dad talk about it all the time when we're riding around, and it's like, hello, where the police at on this little area?
Yeah.
Hello, where the popos at in this little area? Or if you see a police driving past, and my dad's like, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
It's
yeah.
They're not doing anything.
They only gonna stop you if like you like doing some blatant.
Like if you
like
if
basically
you,
forcing their hand.
Right, like unless you doing some real shit, you got a gun now or something like that. I mean,
yeah.
But other than that. Because it's you know, we got too many obvious crackhead spots. Too many obvious.
Do people still really smoke crack like that? I guess so, right?
Yeah, it's the cheapest drug now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so much new shit out. Well.
Because I feel like people, well, that's what the opioid, never mind. That's what opioids is. I was going to say, I feel like people transfer more to pills, but that's what the opioid shit is.
And you know, it's crazy because you can get a larger sentence with the pills, opioids.
You should.
You get a larger sentence than if you selling crack or whatever.
You should.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. But in this case, like I was talking to somebody about it, and it's like, I mean, I wish we knew like more of the transaction. Because if it is the situation that you said, where
that's
he
what
was
I'm assuming.
Because
even if like, because like, yeah, I get it. Like, yeah, they shouldn't be doing drugs and blah, 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 whatever. But you can't, to a certain extent, I feel like, how you going to charge me? Like,
you don't know what that person going to do with this shit when they leave you.
If I sell you a gun and then you turn around and shoot whoever the fuck.
Right.
That's not my fault.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but if I sell you a gun, I tell you it's a water gun,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn around and shoot somebody and it's a real gun, then it's like, okay, I can see how, because I was,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm being truthful.
Exactly. So that's what I'm thinking. It's more something like that.
I mean, I'm hoping
that was
it's
a dope
something.
Ass analogy. I bodied that.
You did good. I like that.
But yeah, go ahead.
But I mean, in that case, you know, okay, I get why they would be charging him.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they give him, like, a really long sentence. Like, okay, cool. But if it's something that's just this whole new thing that they're starting, I mean, really?
Yeah.
How? You know?
I just want to, yeah, they're going to have to, like, well, clearly, I should just read the fucking article. But, yeah, I'm going to need that explained to me. Like, how does that work?
Yeah. It's crazy.
If I die of alcohol poisoning, you're not going to. Bacardi mm-hmm. isn't. They're
right,
not
that's
liable.
What I'm saying. Food poisoning. Like you go to a restaurant, you eat something bad.
That's
then,
what I'm saying.
Like, do you
that's
get,
what I'm saying. It would have to be that he was passing it off as something else.
I
it would have
hope
to be
so.
Because if I'm drinking this thinking that it's liquor and mm-hmm. it's actually cyanide,
bleach or something. Bleach. I said bleach.
Yeah, or
bleach
yeah, or like that. Or some type
yeah.
of chemical in it. Yeah, then they would. Yeah, it would have to be something. That's what I would imagine. Because I can't
you know
see
what,
that happening any other way.
I think what you're saying. Because I'm going back to that documentary on Netflix called Dope. Did you see that? Did
mm-hmm.
you get a chance to see it?
I was going to ask you the name of the name of the documentary?
I think the one, particular one is dope. It's like a series of.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. They used to come on, something like that used to come on National Geographic.
They play that in like A&E. They do like the different documentaries and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, eyelash. You got it. Oh, okay. But from what I took from the dope, because in the dope documentary, they were, I can't remember what city it was in. I think it was Baltimore, and opioids are really big out there, and it's mm-hmm. been big since what it was, a one bad hurricane that they got something, or a riot. It was like a riot or something. Something happened over there where,
as a result of the drugs.
The biggest thing, it was like the startup of like opioids becoming big.
Oh, okay,
because
okay.
They, you know, went something into the farm and something happened to where they was able to go steal all this shit.
Oh.
All these drug dealers and everything. That's what they went to the pharmacies.
Oh, that's
and
the thing
all
too. They rob pharmacies now. Mm-hmm. That's the thing too.
I mean, that's where they got to get the stuff, but they're like mixing the shit.
Yeah.
They're mixing
it
into some shit.
Dying, yeah.
So, you know, when people can do, they can do one hit of something, a normal hit, and they're instantly like
gone. Mm-hmm.
So in that case, that could be that type of scenario with the Mac Miller thing. Like if he's like mixing some shit to get to have that stronger effect, yeah. have that better product.
They call it a cocktail.
But you're killing these people at the same time.
But then, a lot of these motherfuckers, they mixing like uppers and downers and shit. Like they mixing stuff mm-hmm. that. Like stuff that speed, like it's like mixing cocaine with lean or some shit. Yeah. Like,
and that wasn't the only place; it was some other cities too where they were like doing a documentary and like you hear they're saying how they add this to that to make it, you know, give people this effect.
Yeah.
Or if you take a little bit more than what you should, you can die like that.
That's crazy. Fentanyl shit.
That was another thing they talked about. Fentanyl. That's mm-hmm. another big.
Yeah.
Big thing, and it's like a real crazy. Like
it's real. So that's what killed Michael Jackson.
And they showed like the cartel people doing like their little mix up of it and everything.
Oh yeah, how they like cut it up and stuff.
And they like the way they're like their whole body. They cover their whole body up because, you know, as they're mixing it, if that stuff touches you.
It can fuck you up.
Basically, you know, kill that layer of skin or something like
that.
Oh,
shit.
Like
you get like a chemical burn or some shit.
Yeah.
The motherfuckers ingesting this shit.
And it's, people are taking this shit. So, I mean, and with stuff like that, yeah, like, y'all, like, you know you getting ready to kill somebody.
Exactly.
Whether it's their choice to die or not, you can sell them that simple shit.
Yeah, you don't need,
and if they ain't getting
a
high from it no more, take your ass to rehab, clean up, and go live your everyday life.
Yeah, that's what it is. People stop getting high, so they feel like they need to do more shit and add more shit. Yeah, that shit crazy. But R.I.P. Mac, man. That shit crazy.
R.I.P. to him. Man.
I fuck with his music.
It's crazy.
But anyway, I didn't really have shit this week. But,
it was nothing happened this week. But let me tell y'all. So, enough happened on goddamn Facebook. And, you know, I always tell myself, I'ma stay off Facebook because ain't shit on there for me.
Do you ever, like, comment and go back and forth or no? You just like, no, you just read.
I just read it because by the time I actually get a chance to see the shit,
it's old.
It's all like, it's not old because they still be going.
Oh,
it'd
be so many comments.
It'd be so many comments, and it's like the, you know.
And can't you like comment on somebody's comment mm-hmm. too? Yeah, that's
you can do
that's
all
too much.
That. It's just too much. So I just go in there and I'll read it, the shit or whatever. So the argument of this week was a girl posted, and I can't do it quote for quote, but something like she doesn't understand how females that have a child by somebody mm-hmm. expects that person to step in and pay, you know, like household bills, you know, get paid, help them get cars
like
and stuff
like
if they're
anything,
not together.
Anything outside of child support. Anything outside of helping the child, like extra.
Yes. And then that was just one part, one argument I've seen. But to twist it, you know, all of us don't. It's a lot of people out here that got kids, but not all of us got kids.
Mm-hmm.
So they twist it. There was another argument going with basically how much a man financially should be doing or giving you in a relationship.
Like a dollar amount.
They were they were breaking out dollar amounts and all this shit, and I'm like,
And the person that made the post, what side of the arguments were they on?
Well, she was on Handle Your Shit. Because you still have a responsibility as an adult.
Okay. You know? See, that's true. These bitches want to be baby, dog.
They depend so much on
an outside
person, yeah. Whether it's a man, your parents, or whatever. Like, they depend so highly on somebody else to fix their shit that it's like, it's something mental. I'm thinking it's something mental at this
point. Just be grown-ass children. Like, this should be crazy.
Dead-ass. And, like, the whole child thing, I can't say too much on that because I don't have a kid. All I can think about, like, Tony's thing.
Yeah.
And Tony, in his world and in his mind, you get paid child support every month.
But see, and that's the thing, though, because, like, depending on, don't get me wrong, like, child support should be for people that's really not in the kid's life, but people that's, like, being active and trying, like, and you just do the shit. It's like, it's almost like, well, fuck it then. Yeah. I'm going to do the bare minimum now. You're going to get this however much they tell me to get, and that's it. I ain't doing nothing extra.
Like, if you...
In my visits or whatever the fuck, right. That's all I'm doing.
And not to put... I don't want to put his business out there, but, like, in his situation, and it's sad because, like, he's been to family court just to get advice on it and everything, and, like, they can pull up the case and the file and all that, and like it's sad because like the counselors and all them, they will say, well, you can tell this person wanted money.
Oh, they can tell like how like,
they can tell because you know you hear,
how they go about it,
right? Like you can read because they literally like when they go in there to apply for child support and all that stuff, depending on like who you talk to and stuff, these are recorded conversations,
right?
And then you know everything that's talked about, discussed, it's listed, it's put down in a file. So you go back and you read the file, his particular file, and then he tells a story. He's like, okay, well, we had a lease this year that she says I wasn't there. How did we live together if I wasn't there? You know, all this stuff. And they're like, well, yeah, you can tell there's a lot of inconsistencies in the report.
Oh, she was saying that she needed money for like living and that he ain't living together.
Like, you know, because you can get back pay. Like, you know.
But they weren't even living together at the time when she said.
So it's like, wait a minute.
How she fucked that lie up? That's
like,
easy.
Like, what are you doing? So if he really wanted to like, you know, take her to court, get a lawyer up. Because honestly, the only way for a man to get out of child support or get it lowered, you have to get a lawyer. It's hard once you're already in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, I mean, you can get a lawyer and you can probably fight this. Like, all you got to do is bring this document, but it's like.
But it's like, who has money for that?
Yeah, who has money for that? And then who?
I don't got the money to pay this bitch every month for the child support.
So because of how she went about everything, his mindset is what you said. It's like, okay, you didn't want to at least come to me and let us work something out.
So I'm like, I'm just
going to... You know, like, you're the only thing getting from me is what you put down on these papers that you need this money for.
Yep.
So don't call me for anything else. So he pays his child support, which is supposed to cover daycare and all this other shit, allegedly.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like daycare, she spent the whole summer with free money. Because he wasn't in daycare.
Exactly.
You know, so it's situations like that. It's like, wait a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can understand if this person wasn't doing anything and you, like, ask them, all right, look, I just need help with this.
Yeah. And I've had conversations with women that have kids and, like, when they don't be wanting to, like, that's, like, their last resort. Mm-hmm. But then some of these bitches, they can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, some it's one or the other. Mm-hmm. It's no in between. It's either you try to work with this person to get the proper help that you need, and then it's the ones that's like, okay, deadbeat.
Payday. Yeah.
And then some of them girls can end up with somebody raggedy who don't give a fuck about, like, their name or, you know, whatever. Because they ain't going to pay you if they don't fuck with you.
Uh-huh.
They're going to find their way out of it.
Yeah.
And they're going to dodge the system the best way they can and not have to give you shit.
Yeah. The niggas just won't work and shit. They'll get paid under the table and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's ways.
It's definitely ways around it. And then, like, some people all you have to do, you just have to pay on it.
You can set up, like, payment plans.
Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just pay on it.
Yeah.
And it does not necessarily have to be the amount.
The full amount, yeah.
But as far as, like, being in the part about being in a relationship, that's the one that I could, like, relate to, I guess, more. Because that child I don't want to do with that.
So what was your take on it?
My take was I'm not gonna expect somebody to do more than what they want to do in a relationship for me financially. If we're not married...
Single till you're married. That's what a lot of people say.
You don't owe me shit.
Yeah. A lot of people don't think like that, though.
I'm not. And then if we go out, like, we talked about the whole date thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's your decision. I'm not finna, like, you want to go to these expensive ass restaurants and all that stuff. You can do it. Cool.
Yeah.
Am I going to be expecting that every time we go somewhere? No.
Sometimes you might want a 2 for $20 somewhere.
You know, it's like sometimes I don't mind a little Applebee's meal or something like that.
I ain't been in a while, but I don't listen, mind Applebee's.
One of me and Tony's little
some BJ's boneless wings.
Look, I'm back.
Little happy hour shit.
Are you kidding me? Our favorite spot is Glory Days.
I've heard about it. That's on Northside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
It's like one of those spots.
It sounds like a sports bar.
It is. It's like a little, because they got all the TVs up and everything, but they got some good ass wings and they got that a happy hour. So it's like, mm-hmm, $5 drinks all day.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
An all day happy hour. We just go, it's we like sit outside and you just chill. We just chill. We don't want to do nothing.
Nothing crazy. Yeah,
yeah. And then cool. We have those moments where he'd be like, let's get dressed up and let's go here. Okay, yeah. Cool. We go shopping. We just went shopping not too long ago.
So when y'all out shopping, do you, like, is it on some, because this kind of goes into what I was going to say, one of the topics, mm-hmm, I had. But, so like if y'all out shopping, let's say y'all at the mall and y'all in Vans or some shit, mm-hmm, and then like you finna get like some Van shoes, is he like, oh, I got it, or he just like, you just buy them?
He'll say, I got it, you want me to get these?
But every single time though?
No, not every single time. It'd be it's like the last time we went shopping, it's vice versa.
If y'all shopping all day, mm-hmm, like, you know, you know how like some days when you just go out and you just kind of just be out all day shopping,
yeah,
and shit,
yeah.
So if it's like that whole day, you won't pay for shit, or is it like
he's done that before?
Wow.
He's done that before, but it's not every time. And it's not every time because I don't want him
I'm talking about like, it ain't your birthday or nothing. It's just like a regular, yeah, Saturday. Fuck that.
But it's like, and I mean, I'm not one of them type of people because I don't like stuff like that. Like, yo, that's my boyfriend and everything, but at the same time, he has responsibilities.
Yeah.
Or if some shit happens, but you done spent, you know, your money, but his mentality is like, if I didn't have it, I wouldn't do
it.
Well,
yeah, that's true,
you
too.
You know, if,
yeah,
I wasn't prepared to do something like this for you, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, so if I got it, let me do it this time.
Yeah.
The last time we went shopping, it was one of those things where he bought me something in the store, and I was like, well, I'll get this thing, you know? And he's like, you don't gotta do all that. But I bought it anyway.
Oh, okay,
Then it's like, he bought his own thing, I bought my own thing. It's okay. Just kind of...
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
But no, it's not that whole buy everything, it's not... Mm-mm.
Yeah,
it's not every time, but it's happened.
Because I was wondering, I was thinking. So do you think, like, the quote unquote upkeep of a woman, like nails, hair, etc., do you think that should be paid for by the woman or the man? Like, if you're in a relationship, so like hair, getting your hair done, getting your nails done.
I think both.
How so?
Because, you know, every once in a while you want to be treated.
Okay.
You know, in a relationship, that's, you get wanted. Just like on the man's side, you, mm-hmm, men want to be treated as well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that it's fair that, you know, everything needs to fall on the man.
Right.
Plus, I wasn't raised like that either. But, so I think it's both sides. You know, sometimes, like, I'll go get my nails done and Tony, he'll cash at me.
Cash every.
For me, like, here, you go, your money for your nails. And I'm like, oh.
Okay. Well, I like that answer because I was thinking, because I don't think that it should be, but it should, know, be on, it should be on the man. Because I've heard stories of, like, girls be like, oh, da 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 da, if he want me to look a certain way, he gonna have to pay for it. But I feel like, no, because if we weren't together, you was looking nice when I met you, and you,
like, how did you do it when I met you?
Yeah. So I think that's a good, mm-hmm, answer, because it's like, if I want to do it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as far as like, I really don't like, even if I got a girl or something, I don't like entitled ass bitches. I don't like that shit.
And in our generation, it's so many.
Because it's so weird to me when girls be acting entitled when with a like boyfriend. It's like, mm-hmm, you treating him like a trick.
Right.
And like, that's supposed to be your boyfriend. Like, why are you treating him like he's a sugar daddy, mm-hmm, or something? You know, that's so weird to me.
Yeah. And it's
like,
honestly,
you don't see him as an equal.
I was so disgusted reading like the comments and on the Facebook stuff it was literally like, it was like that.
Head,
it's
ass
like
bitches.
What the fuck are y'all in a relationship for? And that, in this case, go ahead and trick yourself out there then
sell
and get what you want.
Sell because pussy. That's the case. I'll respect you more if you sold it.
Hello? It's like, you sitting up here, you're the first thing that they said was, oh, if he not doing this, that, he's a broke nigga. No.
I don't think that's true. Yeah.
And that's not the case. He a smart ass nigga in my opinion.
And honestly, shit, you might not be that popping.
Hello?
Or like, depending on, like, if y'all not together, like, if y'all just talking and he ain't doing all that shit, then, bitch, you probably ain't the only one he talking to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And see, a lot of men nowadays, and I know this, a lot of men nowadays, they have, you know, if it's a talking thing, okay, it's levels. They got their females at a level.
Yeah, of course.
They got the one that, yeah, they gonna spend whatever roster. They want
yeah.
on that girl. She asked for it, she got it. Then you got the next one under that. You might treat her every now and then, you know, keep a smile on her face. Then you got the ones at the bottom.
You just hit.
That's just.
When you trying to A.
Look, just get in, get out.
You need some toppy.
Get in, get out.
Need some cheeks real quick.
You know, might bring you a gyros meal to keep you quiet. But other than that, you ain't getting shit.
Yeah.
You're not getting shit. So then it's like, reading stuff like that, like, listen to how girls' mindsets work. It's like, damn, like, okay, this is how low you have yourself.
Right.
Like, your standards and all that. Because it's like, babe, what you doing?
Yeah.
What you doing?
I don't know. I had to stop.
I was getting hot. And at one of the comments, I was going to respond. And
what,
I
was like, what was it? What did it say?
It was about the whole, you know, the broke nigga thing and all this. I'm like, girl, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, because really, how is you living?
That's the thing.
The problem is y'all females is broke. That's why you so dependent.
Thank you. Somebody said it. Bitches be broke. In the words of Tahoe_TV on goddamn Twitter. Bitches be broke.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
They really do. Absolutely. Because there's no way, no motherfucking way, your whole adult life, whenever you got from underneath your parents,
mm-hmm.
you gonna tell me that whole time from 18 or whenever you stepped out into the world, you had a man taking care of like every little thing you did.
The shit be weird. That's what I'm saying. It just be grown ass children. Like, how, that makes no fucking sense. Like, you don't have no type of self reliance. Like,
and see, my thing is the way these women is working now, they messing us up. They is messing us up.
What do you mean? Go on. That's interesting. What do you mean?
Yeah, they messing us up. And I thought about this shit, too. It's like, because you're going to take an actual good man.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's far few in between. So the one you do find in that picking, you're going to take that man and you're going to have, you might think, okay, I can have this one. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then guess what? He going to step in. He going to come into your house. And he gonna start asking some questions. Or when y'all start talking, he gonna start asking you, well, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
How do you keep your house? Like, you know, where are you at in life? Da, 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 all this stuff that we look at to make sure that y'all can do what y'all supposed to do for us.
Yeah.
You know, they gonna be looking at it to see, okay, is this woman my equal or is she above me? Like, can I be with this person
that'd be
and
my
not
thing.
Rely or not have to feel like I gotta like pay
no like
her
like,
way
like I gotta
life
fucking
and all
raise
that.
A child like I, like
right.
you know I'm a fucking kid
you
bro.
Finna, like that's what it's gonna come down to. It's not gonna be just about the whole pussy factor and all that stuff. Is they gonna take
oh,
that out
oh no these bitches think that just cause they got a pussy like they
absolutely
I should just be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch no.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you mean
like, but it's gonna be more men that's gonna step out.
Last time I checked every bitch got one.
Yeah, exactly.
Last time I checked.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
So maybe I'm wrong.
Hello?
Maybe I'm tripping.
So it's going to be a whole lot of single females out here that's going to be crying the single thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, yeah. Because niggas ain't trying to raise
no
child.
There you go. They ain't trying to raise no fucking girl. Just how y'all don't want to raise no man.
Right.
We don't want to raise no
y'all
woman.
Y'all don't
want to
raise no woman. So it's like, it's the
like,
same
we get it. Like,
thing.
I know we supposed to be like providers and stuff. But if it's like on some like, I have to give you like an allowance and shit.
Yeah,
like,
no.
And like baby you. And I'm not doing that. Like, we both grown
absolutely
at the end of the day.
Absolutely not.
Like, I like doing things for somebody that like I want to do for
mm-hmm.
them. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like shit should be an obligation. Like, if
right.
we're in a relationship, it's supposed to be a two-way street.
Exactly. And you know, even with me, I hate the word obligation.
Mm-hmm.
I hate for a motherfucker to feel like they can tell me.
Oh, shit, Tony
what,
in here.
Hey, Tony. I hate for anybody to make me feel like they can tell me what to do. Like, no. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You know? It's just like, I just feel like that's how it is in my relationship. If he's going to do something for me, it's because
he wants to.
He genuinely wants to. I don't ask for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what makes the shit even better because, okay, you don't got to ask for nothing from this person. And then there you go. You got it.
Yeah, that's dope.
But you setting up some type of that obligation. You're making it make somebody feel like they have to do something.
I wonder whose fault that is. I wonder, because I refuse to believe that people inherently just move that way. Like, were you in a relationship before to where like you were always spoiled? Were you spoiled growing up in the household? Like, where does that come from? Because the sense of entitlement on these bitches is mind blowing to me sometimes.
I feel like if you take it back, it starts back at the older generation.
You think so?
I do feel like, because like my grandma didn't have to work.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, back in the day, yeah, that is true.
And then to bring it up a little bit closer to me, my dad. My stepmom works. Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have to work. And, that you is, know, yeah, you know, that is an older generation thing. But I think nowadays it's more of less, it's that the generation change, and it's because I feel like women want to work and shit. Like, they want to have that sense of like entitlement. Like women want to be like, nah, fuck that shit. I'm gonna go get my own money. Like, nah, I don't need a nigga to take care of me. Not to say like on some like fuck these niggas type shit.
It depends on your situation when you growing up.
But I'm saying like what I'm trying to say is like, I feel like before in a sense like that was used as a type of oppression for women. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she's a stay at home wife because you really didn't have no choice. But now that you have a choice, it's like you don't have to be a stay at home wife if you don't want to. Hell, there's some relationships, this motherfuckers are stay-at-home husbands, and just they just raise the kids. It doesn't happen as often, but I've heard of situations like that, too.
Which, I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that, either.
I don't think so, either.
I don't.
Yeah.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Right.
Personally. But it's a lot of women. It's a lot of women my age. They don't think that they should have to pay for a date. They don't think they should have to come out of pocket for anything.
Well, I mean, if a woman is dating, I wouldn't expect her to pay for a date. But if you're like in a relationship and y'all going out on dates, then
a relationship point, they don't feel like they should have to do anything. I think too, depending on the girl, like how was you raised? If you was raised like in a house to where your mom or dad couldn't give you what you wanted, then you get into a relationship and you come out, you get a nigga that can give you everything. Then you take that, you get, that's the lifestyle you want. So you're going to take that and you're going to run with it for however long you feel like you need to run with it. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess I was lucky growing up because I didn't have, like, I had my stepmom later, like when I was a little bit older. But
so what you do you know, mean?
Like when she came in and was able to like be the mom parent, the mom figure in my life.
Oh, I thought
I was raised by my dad.
Yeah. No, I thought you were saying something about like she just started spoiling you or something.
To prepare my mindset for life. So it's you know, I had my dad and he always put out there like, okay, you see how I got to make sure you got everything that you need. You got to be able to do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. It don't matter who's in your life.
That's good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm completely blessed and completely lucky, you know, that I had that option. Because I don't know. I couldn't live like these girls now.
I don't see how, my pride wouldn't let me. My pride wouldn't let me.
They have to be tired when they go to bed at night.
Because, like, well, yeah, to a certain extent, it's like, bro, like, you got to, like, just
figure out who finna pay your next bill and finna be able to.
I be telling those all the time, like, stop begging.
Hello?
Like, I hate, like, it bothers me when I see girls online, like, begging. Like, bro, stop begging, bro. Like, that shit.
Especially from a woman that doesn't do stuff like that, it's such a disappointment because it's like, it's so easy for you to get you some money.
Yeah.
Yo, like, by yourself, it's so easy for you to get you a bag.
Like, don't get me wrong, like, I get it. Like, if you are going to try the woman and if a nigga going to give you, like, I'll be the first one, like, hey, if that nigga going to pay for it, go ahead.
Right.
But at the same time, but
don't take advantage of that. Don't get.
No, not even that. But if you out here begging for it, like, this nigga just offering, like, oh, how much, I want to do that. Oh, well, hey, fuck it. If a nigga just approach you on some, like, I want you to be my, I want to be a sugar daddy type shit. I just want to give you money type shit. Well, fuck it. He threw the alley. Mm-hmm. But if you out here like out here begging motherfuckers for money, that's lame, bro. I don't respect that type of shit.
And don't get me wrong, I've been in situations, I've dealt with people where I didn't have to come out of pocket for nothing.
Yeah.
At all. Even if I tried, whatever. And honestly, depending on who that person was.
She was dealing with a drug dealer, guys. That's what that means.
You guys shut up. Yeah, I said you guys. But depending on that person, and because I knew how to, you know, how I know that person is, yeah, okay. You want, I'll milk you for whatever you got, and I'm going to keep it moving. But I didn't carry that mentality with every single person. Yeah. Like, or just in life in general, I did not carry that mentality with me, and I feel like that's what people, females, is losing.
Yeah,
like,
that self-reliance.
Exactly. Like, where is that at now? Yeah. Where is it?
Yeah, it should, like, I don't know. It should be so weird. Like, they want men to be so many different things at all different times. Like, what do you mm-hmm. want? Like, is it Uchiwale or is it one mic? Mm-hmm. Like, what you want?
I feel like if Tony had to complain about something that I do to him right now, it would probably be
your breath.
Shut up.
But you know, you got that bad tooth in the back. Oh,
Jesus.
You know, it smell like, you ever smelled a rotten pumpkin?
Y'all, how far are we into the podcast for me to say this? Okay, we in that deep minutes. Enough to where I can say I can't stand your motherfucking ass.
What you had to wait till we deep in for?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Moral of the story is, bitches, stop begging. It's unbecoming.
Get you a bag, sis. Get you a bag. Get you a bag.
Are you good?
Yeah, you don't like that? Get you.
No, I don't. You don't. You ain't like that? No, I didn't. Oh, you ain't like that? Are you drunk? Give me your keys.
No, they're in my purse. I'm fine.
Sure you are.
Yeah. Come on. This little. So, y'all, let me tell y'all. My job, you can get alcohol, right?
Yeah, she works in corporate America where. So mind you, she works at a bank, okay? So that should already put y'all on edge because they are inebriated handling our money. So when your credit score go down for no reason, there's somebody drunk over there like, oh,
no,
shit.
No, typed in the wrong key. Don't come to me about your credit score, baby, because I don't got nothing to do with that, okay?
When you getting random transfers and shit, when your direct deposit ain't going in that week, just know.
That definitely don't got nothing to do with me.
You work at the bank. We finna blame all that shit on you.
Anyway, out of the kindness of my job's heart and thinking about our stressful days that we have.
They got a whole liquor fridge and they damn.
We sure do.
Do y'all have hard liquor in there too? Or is it just like wine and beer?
It depends. It depends. Like sometimes the lady that orders it, she gets like those.
Orders
mixed.
It?
Yeah, like you know, through Publix, that Instacart.
Oh, order. Okay. I thought you meant like the order like a vending machine comes and restocks it. I thought you meant like dang, I got a nigga to come and restock this shit.
Mm-mm. No, we just got a lady that orders on Instacart. But sometimes she'll get like those specialty drinks. Like she had these Jose Cuervo margarita things, and they had like
like the little pre-made joints.
Yeah, and it's like you, is that like the
who started that shit? Was it Bud Light? The margarita?
Oh, the little Rita Limerita thing.
Yeah, like, there it is. It's kind of like that.
It was stronger than that, actually.
But it's the same idea,
yeah,
though.
Same idea, okay. Same concept. I mean, she'll put some of those in there every once in a while, but it's always stocked with beer and wine, no matter white wine, red wine, and you know you can get those personalized wine. Bottles,
like the minis, like
yeah, those minis. But you know, if you pour wine the way you're supposed to, because I don't pour wine the way you're supposed to.
How are you supposed to pour it?
It's not supposed to fill the cup.
Oh,
like,
right. Yeah, you pour it like it's liquor.
Yeah, I do.
Like hard liquor. Yeah, I do. I know. I see you.
Like this thing filled up this whole goddamn cup. That one
was it? It was like a brand new bottle. Like it wasn't open.
Brand
open,
and it about filled up this goddamn cup. You know how many glasses of wine this is?
I don't know.
This is about 2.5 glasses of wine right here.
You drink a lot of wine, huh?
I do.
As she takes another sip.
Wine just makes you feel good. Like, yeah. Doc's dad.
Oh, my
tell
God.
Y'all.
This nigga's bored. This nigga be bored.
Doc's dad is the next upcoming wine maker.
you, I looked into your face. You was trying to think of like something like the proper term, but you couldn't think of nothing. So you was like,
I can't tell if this is. I think this might be considered in that white wine era where I need to put it on ice. I put my red wine on ice because it's too bitter.
You got ice in your cup? Go ahead and why don't you try some?
No, this was once I'm done, I'm gonna test it out. You got a wine opener?
Oh yeah, like a corkscrew. I'm gonna say screwdriver, corkscrew.
It's basically what it is. Yeah, we'll that's try funny. It out and let them know. You know, let me get another bottle.
That's funny. But anyway, man. But speaking of like wine and shit, we can go into let's just go into the question of the week, because it'd be a good segue. So let me pull it up. Okay. Okay.
Oh God.
Okay. So that just reminded me. So this week the question was, what do you prefer and why? Drunk sex or high sex?
Okay. You can go. I would prefer drunk sex.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Cause I'll be drunk too, and it just be great. Like y'all just high. I mean, okay. Cause Tony be high sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it's like a different type of world. It depends on the type of sex you want that night, dealing with somebody that's high.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't know what the fuck. Okay. If I'm not like at least drunk. Like in a good
way or a bad way.
It depends on if you're in a sober state of mind and you don't want that, you know, hardcore shit in that moment.
See, I would imagine if you was high, it'd be like, it wouldn't be as good. Because, you know, I don't smoke or nothing, so I ain't never had high sex.
Well, and I can only speak for myself and my situation. Luckily, I'm able to tell y'all. But, yeah, in this case, it's good. But like I said, it depends on that mind, like where I'm at too. Like, am I sober? What, like, am I in the mood for some, like, what mood, sexual mood am I in that moment?
Yeah.
Because like I said, if you, like,
yeah,
high,
it, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
for
yeah.
At least for, you know, Tony, like when he's high, it's just like, come on. And I just don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Hmm.
You know? And then like when we're drunk, it's like, gotta be a little careful. But you just be like...
Well, you gotta be careful.
You just gotta be careful. You don't know what can happen. You don't want no type of surprises or nothing like that.
Oh, no. Nah, you need to be drunk. It sounds like you're almost there.
Listen.
Y'all know what I'm gonna say.
No.
It sounds like you're almost there.
I have never been drunk enough... Yo. I've never been drunk enough to put my face in nobody's ass. Okay?
Hold on. That reminds... Wait, what'd you say?
Because I knew that's where you was going. And I'm getting ready to just put it out there. I will never be drunk enough to put my face in anybody's ass. Okay? Thank you. And I digress.
Anyway. But nah, fuck. Where's this shit at? Is it this one? Yeah.
You know what?
No, read it though.
The chances take with you. Why?
That shit was funny as fuck.
I'm just not about that eating ass life.
That's funny. I'm sorry. But anyway, you almost there. But so you prefer...
I'm not there.
You for the sake of argument, you're almost there. Okay, but do you...
if that's going to make you feel better.
So do you prefer high or drunk sex?
I prefer drunk.
Me too. Well, I've only had drunk sex before. Yeah. I fucked girls that are high, like that smoke, but I don't think they were high at the time when we fucked.
And then I don't know if it's different effects on the female than it is on the male.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But I don't know. I prefer drunk sex. What do the people say?
So, there's a podcast called Mind_Triggers. They said, give me drunk sex because I'm not a smoker, so that's my only option, which is basically me.
Yeah.
And then, who is this? I hope I don't say his name wrong. Sala, S-A-L-A-A-H. Sala's Corner. That's the Instagram page. I hope sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. But Sala's Corner, they said, drunk sex. All inhibitions go out the window and you just have fun. !
See? Yeah.
So then, we got some more responses. Did I screenshot them? Oh, yeah, I screenshotted them.
The noise effects.
So, you know how when you're looking for shit. And then there's A-Red on Instagram. It's A-Y-E-E-R-E-D-D-D-D-D. I think that's...
A-Red.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, that's 5 D's. A-Red. You know how like when it's so many of the letters close together like that? It looked like that.
Yeah, it started to cross a little bit.
Yeah. So she said, Zont matter. Oh. Z-O-N-T.
See? Matter. So she pulled away.
And then she said, combination, shit.
Listen, you get that combination, you're going to be going for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
And then Melanin underscore Blossom, she said drunk sex. This was, I like her answer. It was very descriptive. She said drunk sex because you, drunk sex because you be feeling all fuzzy and horny. Also when someone caresses, someone caresses you drunk and makes your skin feel like a deep vibration of pleasure.
Oh.
Yeah, she said all that.
Oh, hello.
And I was like,
hello, Malayan.
Well, that Melanin.
Melanin.
Malayan, that's like some type of weave. But I was like, that was detailed. I'm going to make sure. I don't think I got any more responses. But yeah.
She took it. I like her response. Go ahead, girl.
Oh, yeah. So that was it. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. That was a good little answer or whatever.
That was a good answer. I think a lot of people would say. I mean, like you, like A-Rail, like I said, depending on my mood.
Yeah.
It does. It honestly.
Because everybody has a little vice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And like I said, I don't know. I've never been high before, so I can't speak from the girls. I was just going to ask
you that. Have you ever smoked with Tony? I thought you smoked with Tony before.
But I've never gotten high.
You ain't really smoked.
I didn't smoke it right.
Yeah.
And I know I didn't.
You probably just like. On purpose. You probably smoked like you smoked like a cigar, like just in your mouth, yeah. Probably.
I didn't like.
Inhaling all the way in.
Yeah, I didn't do that, which I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It depends. Like, I really do think it just depends on what sexual mood you're in.
Yeah.
You can.
I like either, drunk sex. I feel way. Like I'd be fucking for a long time. Mm-hmm. You ever had a. What's called whiskey dick? Like, when you can't come? You ever heard that before?
I've heard of that. I've never had that because I don't have.
No. I'm saying like experience. Like maybe like you was having like maybe your partner was drunk and like he just couldn't fuck. Well, I mean, no, that's not whiskey. No. I'm sorry. That's not whiskey dick. I'm sorry. Whiskey dick is when you can't get it up because you're drunk. That's what it is. Never mind. My fault.
I can't remember like what the terms is, but I know the like the difference.
Yeah. My bad. I got it wrong. So no. Never mind. But have you ever had a situation where like they couldn't even get it up because they was too drunk. Under the influence?
Yeah. No.
No.
Just, I don't know how I would feel in that situation either. Yeah, I don't know if I would get upset.
I feel like girls would feel some type of way.
I don't know. Well, no. Not emotionally, no. Because, I mean, you know, it's a thing. Like, obviously,
yeah, but, it's a mad. Thing. But in the moment, you might be like, damn, like, is it me?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't think that it's me. I would get upset. And it's going to show how
selfish y'all are. No, bitch, not everything is about you. Okay?
Like, you goddamn it, get me all hyped up and excited and hear your ass go. Next move.
I wish y'all could have seen her little neck movement. That's funny.
But I mean, like, in my sober mind, I'd be like, I mean, I guess it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, it's like I'm not saying.
Depending on what level you're on is how right. You might take react to it or whatever. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But I'm not going to say it's because of me.
Yeah, but a lot of women, we think
they,
like it's
on. They do. They, women, they are emotional and oof.
Jesus. Nigga, you one of them.
I am, and I be having my moments, and I be getting mad at myself sometimes.
What be setting you off? Like, what's your little trigger?
It just, like, I don't know if you, like, are deep into the whole horoscope.
No, I think stuff. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Me personally.
Like,
you saying your trigger has something to do with your sign?
No, because I feel like I'm not like my sign.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I could be labeled something else.
Oh, okay. Completely. But what was it about saying?
Like, I don't know. Like, I do have like different mood swings.
But that's everybody though, no?
That's true. I guess it just depends on the level of your mood swings, like how far you allow yourself to like
to go.
But like, I don't know. It depends. Like, what is my trigger? Honestly, like a pet peeve
or something.
Ooh. Let me tell you. Tony does this, and you're going to think that is stupid as shit, and it's not that serious, but it bothers me to no end. When he gets out the shower, he puts his towel on the bed.
Ew.
It pisses me
off. Why would you do that? That's disgusting. It's going to be wet on the bed?
That's in like... And then, like, he does it. First of all,
why are you taking it? Well, never mind, because y'all live a situation different.
He like, if he dries off in the room, like, finish drying off his back and stuff.
Yeah,
and then it's like he subconsciously just throws it on the bed.
That's so weird. That would aggravate me, too. Because it's, like, wet, and you know, I got to sleep here.
And he'd be like, oh, shit. But then, like, he's so used to, like, me being, like...
He's not doing it
on purpose.
Yeah, it's, like, subconscious. Yeah, because,
like, if he does it, he'll notice it, and then he'll, like, pick it up real quick, and sometimes I'll go,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably what he used to do when he lived like a loan or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like a wet floor. I don't like none of that shit.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say like when he get out of the shower, he puts like his wet feet on the floor. I'm like, yeah, I don't do that shit.
No, we have like, I keep like,
I don't put
like
my bare feet on the floor in the bathroom.
I don't either. I don't put my bare foot on no floor.
I bring my slides in there.
Yeah.
And then like I just put them like right. I position them like right there, so when I step out the shower, I can just put my feet right in my slides.
Mm-hmm. I dry off in the bathtub.
Yeah. I get dressed in the bathroom.
Dry my one foot off, I put it in my slipper. Yeah, that's what I do. And then I dry my other foot off and I put it in the slipper. Yep. I cannot stand a wet floor. Yeah. We have tile throughout my whole house, so it's like,
ooh, it's dangerous. Yeah.
Ooh, disgusting. I don't like it at all.
I like tile better than fucking carpet though.
Oh, absolutely. It's so much easier
just to clean. Yeah.
Mop it up once a week and
you're good to go.
Bam. Yeah. I don't know. I think my pet peeves depend on my mood, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I was just curious. We ain't got to get all in depth to it. But anyway, we gave him an hour this week. Anything else on your heart?
No, you guys go into the next week good.
Before,
what?
Did you get a chance to look at that Free Meat documentary? Well, docuseries?
No.
You need to watch it.
Is it on
Prime? Amazon Prime, yeah.
Yeah, I got to get my dad's. You said your dad
has it, right? Yeah. Watch that shit. Everybody check the shot. That shit's fucking crazy.
Really?
We were talking about like the whole like, well, it didn't really have nothing to do with that, but like how you were saying like the lawn or the child support thing, and you were saying like for guys to get it reduced or get off the island, get like a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminded me of the Free Meat shit like that. They really tried to railroad that nigga. Like, it's crazy. Like the shit that he was like charged of, like back in like 2008, 2007 or whatever. Mm-hmm. When he was like 19.
Wow.
It followed him all the way here, and it's like the whole case basically got thrown out. Like now he's completely off. He's not on probation.
Yeah, he's not on probation. Nothing.
And it's all from some shit that happened fucking in 2007. But like, you definitely need to watch that shit. Like when you see how like that judge, she's fucking weird, bro. Like,
didn't they do something with her? Like, didn't they put her under some type of investigation?
Yeah.
Because
of this case. Because like when you look at the case and like the inconsistencies and shit, like it's like she took the shit personal. Like she's fucking weird.
That's what.
There was something happened where like they
Didn't they, she like him or something like
it
that?
It was something weird. Like, they had something to where, like, what the fuck? What was it? Damn, I just had it. Oh, that's what it was. So, they went to the DA, which is a district attorney.
Mm-hmm.
It was the DA. And you know, the DA, they're, like, on the side of, like, the judge most of the time.
Yeah.
So, the DA was the DA, which is a district attorney, Meek Mill's lawyers. They basically recommended, like, the DA even recommended for her to just like, throw it out and just do a new trial, because like basically they had new evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, you got to go through these steps, and then y'all can come back in 60 days and then we'll do it like that. Like, just the DA telling you, like, you see what I'm saying? Like any other case, like, they would have did it. But it was funny because in the documentary they had her, because she had a lawyer too, and he was like speaking for her, because she didn't wasn't on the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
They just showed like pictures of her, like, or whatever, like from her, like, I guess I don't know, whatever. But, like, so she never spoke on the documentary, but I guess her lawyer was speaking on her behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one scene, like, when they denied the Something Petition Act. So, basically, like, the petition is for, like, to get a new trial or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, most judges will be like, if the DA is cool, they'll be like, okay, whatever, we'll just go right through it. We don't got to submit paperwork or whatever. But she wanted them to submit paperwork for the shit, talking about something. He didn't have enough new evidence. Like, but we just showed you the evidence. So, her lawyer was talking like, it's simple. Any lawyer in America will tell you this. Like, all she's doing, nothing she's doing is wrong. All she's saying is they have to go through the proper channels. As soon as they go through the proper channels, then she'll do it. But they aren't going through the proper channels. So that's why she's doing this. So then they were like, okay. So then like, they had put the camera down. Like, it wasn't on him no more. So like, but the audio was still going. So you can hear him. He was like, we good? And he was like, yeah. He was like, man, I swear to God, it's getting so hard to defend this lady, man. Like, this is her lawyer. He's like, nah, and I'm glad they kept that shit in. Cause it was like real. He's like, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with her. Like, the DA says it's cool. Everybody says cool. He's like, I've never seen this happen before. Any other judges just weigh the shit through. He's like, I don't know what's wrong with her. He literally said, it's getting so hard to defend this lady. Like, cause she, like, you're doing this shit on purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But like, yeah, like, everybody check the shot. That shit gonna make you mad.
I can't stand people like that.
Yeah.
That know they're wrong, and she black. Justify everything.
And she black.
Oh, God.
I mean, nothing that means anything, but it's like,
yeah, like you said, we trying to defend the black community, and exactly. Here your ass,
and
go.
You're using it to oppress one of your own. Like, oh, but anyway,
God, I gotta see that.
Yeah, that shit's good. But yeah, everybody check that shit out. But yeah, anything else? Clothing slots?
No.
You good? Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can think of some advice, a life hack maybe. Oh, Let me think. Okay. If she only hits you up when she's hungry, she doesn't like you. Okay? This has been another episode of Schoolyard Bullshit with Dr. Golden Child and Sharon.
The normal one.
Episode 81.
Hello.
All right. Y'all have a good one. And as always, holla at your guala.
Peace out. Oh, yeah.